My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We are going over some of the numbers and the recent struggles for the Guardians and Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carmen. Kwan, last seven games, 192. Martinez, last seven games, 185. Jose Ramirez, last seven games, 222. Just bad timing?
Happens. There's 162 games. 2 months to go. Kwan last night, bases loaded, couldn't come through, had a couple opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing to see, but hey, man, you can't live and die with every single game in baseball. It's not to say there's not issues. Of course there's issues, but settle down.
All right, well, the Guardians fall yesterday. 8-2, Carrasco got them into a hole early. They were able to get hits. There was lots of traffic. They weren't able to get the runs through, as you pointed out. So, unfortunately, they fall now just 4-game lead right now in the division over both.
The Royals are back.
Yeah, Kansas City. Minnesota, we kind of figured. But Kansas City, who are both, you wonder, Kansas City be interested at all? Didn't they pick up a reliever? Are they interested at all in trying to make a run for this? Are they going to get crazy?
Yeah, they're trying to get a new stadium. So, yeah, the answer to all that is yes. And they got an owner who's going to spend. Former minority owner here, minority partner here, John Sherman. They're going to spend money.
All right, an old familiar name. Meanwhile, we've gone up and down the lineup. Hey, last night, Hedges, couple of hits. Did you know it was possible?
A bunt.
He's up to 160.
Bunted.
By any means necessary. Jason Lloyd, he had this to say about the Guardians right now and how, yeah, they're aware of the issues.
It's not like some big meeting needs to happen. We've already been talking about it. We don't wait till now to have these conversations. When we lose a game, we talk about it. We identify what's going on. It doesn't mean we're going to go win the game that day. We've had great meetings. We've had great responses from guys. Guys are aware of this, but now it's about actually doing it in the game.
Yes.
Robert in Euclid, go ahead.
Yes, how you guys doing this morning? I agree with everything you guys are saying. We shouldn't panic or anything. But when I look at the standings, we are only like 4 or 5 games from being totally out of this. And that makes me a little bit nervous. And as far as the hitting goes, well, Owen, I'd love to hear Owen's response on this because he's a big, little league guy. But Martinez in center field, I'm just about done with that experiment. He butchered 2 balls yesterday that little league kids make. The second one bothered me the most when he came in on that fly ball and then it just went rocketing over his head. And it's really not his fault because he's an infielder. But at some point, are we going to stop experimenting with playing these guys, Sheeman, Martinez, these guys, Freeman, they play every position on the field. At some point, are we going to get serious and bring guys up here that can really play the outfield and hit or play the infield? You know, they're going to have to move him in as a shortstop at some point.
All right, Robert, thank you. He deferred to you, Owen.
Yeah, well, of course.
A big little league guy, not a little big league guy.
I'm a little big league guy myself.
Are you little big league or big little league?
I think we'll do that later on in the show. I think it's pretty obvious he needs to just get out there this morning, probably as soon as he wakes up, have a good breakfast. You always tell him, make sure you have a good breakfast, get plenty of sleep, don't spend too much time at the pool.
Don't Angel. Let him in the pool. Stop it with
and,
the pool.
And have your dad go out there, throw you a couple pop-ups, you'll be ready to go.
This is easy. It's nothing you can't fix.
Jason, when your son's struggling, you guys get out to the field a little early the next day, right?
We do, and hit him line drives to center field.
On hell.
Now, wait a second. That depends. How much more summer reading are you behind on?
That's true.
Did you even think about that?
No.
Back to school stuff. It's no, available.
Do you have your pencils and your notebooks?
Get them now. They're cheaper now than they're going to be a week before.
We've already gone school shopping. Yeah. That's already been done in
they're
our
ready.
House. No, I mean, this is their philosophy, is middle infield prospects, shortstop prospects, because theoretically you can play them all over the field. If you can play shortstop, you
That's
can play center field.
The whole team is shortstop.
That's exactly.
And it is amazing.
And there's more coming. Like, this is their philosophy.
Well, is Fry going to be a catcher again? Is his arm okay?
I think Naylor is emerging. Like, it was always going to be Bo. It was always going to be Bo.
I just wonder if it's a lost season for Bo.
No, he's sort of figured it out.
Has he?
Yes.
Has he figured it out?
The April and May were brutal. And probably most of June.
It's like if you've counted every month.
But these 2 weeks in July, no, where they had the All-Star break.
He's had some better at-bats the last few weeks. And what he can do defensively, that's what they want most out of that spot.
By the way, Guardians fans, they were watching the opposing pitcher yesterday. Boy, they faced some really good pitchers. Skubal was on the mound. They did get to him a little bit with the hits here and there. Here's what he had to say about your Guardians.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good team. They've got 59 wins or whatever it is for a reason. So, and they don't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play. And they make things happen, you know, when they get guys in scoring positions. And it was my job to try and get them to hit it at guys at times, you know. And I felt like I did a good job of that.
I do notice a reoccurring theme and something that the Guardians have earned this year. Basically, all these teams, all these players, when they're interviewed, they know exactly how many wins the Guardians have. Like, they know exactly who you are.
There's no sneaking up on them.
They are not sneaking up on anybody. I do wonder about that from time to time. Like, do they have that familiarity, the X on their backs, like they're no longer the team that anybody's going to take for granted. They are getting a lot of the best shots. I think other teams want to prove themselves. Plus, Guardians are getting big crowds. So they've had this great home record all year. But you know from here on out, like this, it's going to galvanize teams when they come to Progressive Field. Like, hey, we actually got a sellout. Like, these guys aren't playing in front of sellouts every night around Major League Baseball. Even though attendance is up, there's a bunch of places where it's not necessarily that big. And for some teams and some players, these are the best crowds you're going to see. So I think some of that all adds up to making it a little bit tougher the second half of the year. And the schedule, Jason, have you seen the schedule?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they've had Detroit's been pesky and they've got three more games. Then three games against Philadelphia. Philadelphia 63-37. Then they've got Detroit again. Then four games against Baltimore. And then you got the Twins.
Baltimore at the trade deadline. Yeah, I mean, they've really struggled with Detroit, which makes not a lot of sense. Tigers playing better lately, but you got to play better. You got to beat up on the bad teams.
LeBron James did it again. He did it again. Did you think LeBron James would be the best player on Team USA so far? I know Kevin Durant hadn't been playing.
I mean, I learned a long time ago, don't ever bet against that guy.
He scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. He was sensational, leading Team USA to a comeback. Did you think they'd need a comeback to beat Germany 92-88?
South Sudan was a little bit more. I mean, Germany's decent. Sudan, it has not been a barnstorming tour for Team USA to this point.
Did they need Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, Lord.
Where's Donovan?
Donovan told him last year he wasn't playing.
They need Kyrie.
I don't know what Kyrie's excuse was.
It's just funny. They don't need anything more. They've got enough for the most part. Like, I know FIBA is a different style of basketball. They've got ammo, even without Kawhi Leonard, even with Kevin Durant injured. And Jason Tatum, is he coming off the bench? Like, they've got enough talent. I don't even think, do they need Jaylen Brown? He was the MVP of the finals in the Eastern Conference Finals. But to think that LeBron, who I think we all agree, Jason, not going to win the championship this year, right?
Lakers? No.
Does something like this, him putting on a show and showing that he might be one of the best players in the world still right now?
Was that in question before?
Yeah, I kind of think it was.
I don't think it was. I mean, I wouldn't call him the best player in the world anymore, but he's still one of the best players in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it feels like him going on this run, I didn't expect this. I mean, not that I didn't think he could have good games, but I didn't expect the team to defer to him to get out of the way and say, save us, you know, at this stage of his career. And he's done exactly that.
Well, they've been playing about every other day. I guess they had about probably maybe 3 days off between Serbia and Sudan. But they're going to get time off between these games. That helps when you're 40 years old. You're not traveling as much. You're not going from one city to the next. You're not playing back-to-backs. You know, you get a couple days off in between games. There's no reason you can't play like this.
All right, coming up next. Got the Guardians out of the way. We promised a three-banger day today. We've got Cavaliers later in the show. Cleveland Browns reporting to camp. You've had the rookies, then the veterans, and they head down to Greenbrier. And Jason got me thinking something very interesting about Deshaun Watson in that second half against the Baltimore Ravens. And how do we feel about the offense this year? The new reinvigorated offense for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson has some interesting thoughts on why it might be a huge year for him. That's all straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.